Today, our reading from the Word is from the chapter of Genesis, the 29th chapter. It's the story of Jacob when he meets Rachel. And Jacob lifted up his feet and went to the land of the sons of the east. And he saw, and behold, a well in the field. And behold, there were three droves. A drove is a group of sheep or goats, and of the flock lying down by it. For out of that well they watered the droves, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And all the droves were gathered together, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock. And they returned the stone in its place upon the well's mouth. And Jacob said to them, "My brothers, whence are you?" And they said, "We are from Haran." And they said, and he said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know him." And he said to them, "Has he peace?" And they said, "Peace." And behold, Rachel, his daughter, comes with the flock. And he said, "Behold, as yet the day is great. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered. Water ye the flock and go and pasture them." And they said, "We cannot until all the droves are gathered." And they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then shall we water the flock. And while he was yet speaking with them, Rachel came with the flock, which was her father's, for she was pasturing them. And it was that Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob approached and rolled the stone from on the mouth of the well and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel all that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it was when Laban heard the rumor that Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." And he dwelt with him a month of days. And Laban said to Jacob, "Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall be thy reward?" And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah's eyes were weak, and Rachel was beautiful in form and beautiful in appearance. And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, "I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter." And Laban said, "It is better that I should give her to thee than give her to another man. Abide with me." And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they were in his eyes as only days in his because of his love for her. Amen. This is a beautiful, beautiful story. And Rachel was a beautiful woman. And Jacob saw that, and he was absolutely wondered that this woman was the very woman that he had come to find. Because remember, his mother had sent him there to find the daughter of Laban to marry her. That was where he was to find a wife. Somebody from his own family, somebody from a religion close to his, and he went there, and what did he find? He saw this beautiful woman, and what did he do when he saw her? Do you remember? It wasn't yet time to water the flock. They were waiting for more droves to gather before they opened the well. But what did Jacob do? What did he do? Yes? He rolled the stone off the well, right? And he watered her flock. He knew he loved her, and he was willing to just do it right away and not wait. That's how much he loved Rachel. And so he kissed her and he wept and he told her who he was. And she also was overjoyed and told her father. And her father came and he was overjoyed. And then they made a wonderful arrangement. He would work for 7 years for Laban, and he would gain Rachel as his wife. And how long was that time, that 7 years? How long did it take? Well, we know it took 7 years, but remember for Jacob? Yes?
17 years.
Uh-huh, it was 7 years. And then again, he worked again, and it was actually over 17 years when he finally left. But that wasn't what was it was just a few days in his eyes. Have you ever really wanted to do something wonderful? Maybe you're getting ready for Christmas, or maybe you're getting ready for a wedding, or maybe you're getting ready for some wonderful event in your life, and you need to, say, get ready to finish up school, and it never seems there's enough time when you're doing what you really want to get done. It seems the time shortens. And it was because of his love for Rachel that the time just about disappeared for him. It was just a few days. Even though he worked 7 years, he loved Rachel so much that the time went by because he wanted to get that done so that he could marry her. That's what it's like. And in heaven, did you know that's what happens to time? Angels hardly know at all about time. They're doing what they love to do. They get up in the morning, they think about what they need to do, they get out there and do it, and it never seems there's enough time in one sense. They get it done, and the time goes right by because they're doing what they love. Well, this is a beautiful, beautiful story because it's one of the most wonderful things the Lord promises us, which is marriage. A beautiful thing. And so here we have Jacob loving this woman, working for her, and telling us something, that when we love marriage, and especially when we love heavenly marriage, when we work for that, then that work can fill us with a joy, and we can work so that we too will receive heavenly life with the woman we love or with the man we love. This is a promise of the Lord, that if we shun wandering lust as an offense to our nostril and seek from our youth a legitimate companion with one, the Lord provides us something wonderful, and the person we marry will be with us. This is the most wonderful promise, and look at how Jacob worked. Well, you know, this works in almost everything we do. It isn't just a matter of working for marriage. It's a matter for working for anything good that the Lord tells us is good. When we work for something good that the Lord tells us, he speeds up the time in a way. He makes it a time of joy so that we enjoy working for it as much as we enjoy receiving it. And so this story about Jacob's wonderful zeal for Rachel, how he opened up the well, which of course is the Lord's word, he opens up the well and shows him all the wonderful things, and then he marries her. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And this is the kind of story that can inspire us when we're seeking to do what the Lord says, and we're looking for those eternal goals, those things in heaven that the Lord tells us about. This can fill us with that love. And the work that we do, although it seems difficult to begin with, becomes easier and easier. And we're actually, by doing this, becoming an angel in this world because our life starts turning angelic. It's a wonderful promise that the Lord gives us, and it's worth working for, even more than 7 years.